Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of P&B.
Unplugged.
What if I unplugged the system and the camera turned off?
And that was it. That was the whole show.
You remember that concert that happened?
Yes.
Everything shut off. We kept going, and when it came back on, we were in time.
We were still in time, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Tyler McMullen plugged it back up.
Just kidding.
Just some kid running down the aisle knocked it loose.
Tripped over.
Hey, man, Brett's that kind of service, brother.
Woo! You never know what's going to happen. Bless God, it was an adult, and she was in the Holy Ghost.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Well, we were in a Baptist church, I think.
It's probably actually non-denom, which is just Baptist with a cool website, but
okay,
whatever.
You stole that joke.
I did, but you don't...
Still funny.
Thank you, Carmen, my wife, for once.
For once?
No, I'm saying my wife, for once, took up for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Most of the time, she's the one that's saying, you're an idiot. You know, that's not funny.
You're not wrong.
I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
All right. Well, tonight we are joined by a live studio audience. And
yeah. I need another shout.
One more.
Yeah, okay,
they're
cool.
Doing a great job tonight.
Yeah. Good job.
We're going to get cue cards for laughs.
For next time.
Applause. Yeah. All right. So what are y'all drinking? What's everybody drinking tonight? You don't have anything to drink, do you? Maybe one of those people in our live studio audience would bring you a drink.
I have a coconut water in the mini fridge. No, I already had two.
Disgusting coconut water.
What?
It's a matter she loves of opinion. It.
What?
It's a matter of opinion.
A coconut.
I'm back on...
No.
I'm back on my maple pecan pie coffee from Aldi, baby.
I cannot believe I forgot a bevy.
That's not what this is, though.
In my Superman cup. No, sir. You have your favorite Food City donut shop.
Amen.
In your Batman cup.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
All righty.
Tonight, we are the Justice League.
Yeah. All right. Listen, everybody ready? Oh, I just painted my nails. Will you open it aesthetically for me?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot it wasn't going to fizz like soda. Hold on. I got to mute my mic.
All right. So I have regular Food City, what'd you call it?
Donut shop.
Donut shop coffee, and it's in a Batman mug, and it says Batman is saying, oh snap. And then Caleb's is in a Superman mug. And so.
It is super.
You know, I think that kind of describes our personalities.
You think
Batman
I'm Superman?
Has no real powers.
Superman has.
That was good. That was good.
Alfred. He also has a lot of trauma from his past.
Superman has kryptonite, also known as carbs.
The only problem is.
Hey, that's true.
He's kind of got diabetes.
Amen. The only thing is that I'm not a billionaire, where Bruce Wayne is a billionaire. I wish I was a billionaire.
Superman he can shoot things, lasers out of his eyes. That's what happened to my left when I missed.
Oh.
It ricocheted back.
Got me.
Hey, tell him why you're blind.
The smoke got me.
Tell him what happened to your eye yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
How did you forget that fast?
Yesterday.
Well,
I
had surgery on my left eye yesterday. They went in there and did stuff that I don't know what they were doing because I couldn't see it, but...
Oh my gosh, you were asleep.
So I couldn't feel it. I was talking to him. But he did go in. He took what was in there out of there and fixed it up and patched it up and lasered it up. And so I'm healing up. If it looks a little rough tonight, just don't look at it.
You can't tell at all.
Well, one thing that I think you should share is that a little bit of a miracle took place there.
Yeah, yeah. I went in thinking the whole reason why we went into surgery, we've been praying. God gave us clear direction on what we need to do.
Right.
And so we didn't know if we were surgery, keep doing the injections, whatever needs to happen. And so Dr. Larzo looked at the scans from when I started up until about a week ago, last Friday, and he said, hey, your retina is starting to detach, and you don't want that to happen. So we knew we had to go in for surgery. Now, mind you, everybody has been praying. Thank you all if you're watching this and you've been one that's been praying. Thank you. But I really, truly believe something happened over the weekend because when I came in right before the surgery, Dr. Larzo had checked everything again before we went in and started the procedure. And he said, Caleb, he said, one of two things have happened. One, he said, you've had a lot of people praying for you, haven't you? I said, yeah, we've had a lot of people praying. And he said, well, either the Lord has healed you and your retina is no longer detached because it looks fine. Everything's great in there. There's nothing wrong with your retina. We're just going to go in there and remove the blood. I was like, oh, okay. He said, or I could have just made an oversight. He said, but I think the other one, he said, I'm good with either one of those answers.
So. I mean, this dude does eye surgeries every day of his life, and just got back from Zimbabwe or yep. something doing surgeries over there, and teaches other eye doctors how to do.
In other
surgery.
Words, I don't think he misread the scan.
Yeah, I don't yeah. think he misread the scan.
When he came in to do it, he had like the needle ready for the injection.
Oh, Carmen,
that's all.
Close your ears.
He looked at Caleb's eye and he said, nope. I'm actually not doing that because your retina's coming off.
I mean,
so he wouldn't even do the injection that day. I feel like if you don't see it correctly, you know what I mean? Like
he was looking at the scan. So, yeah. I think we were leaning, Dr. Larzo could kind of, he was leaning that direction too. Like the Lord
we
was
really
doing
like
something
him.
Incredible.
Praise
so.
The Lord, man. That's
the
awesome.
Guy you saw today was nice too.
Oh, yeah. Dr. McGee, I'm very professional, came in, great, mannerism. He smelled good.
He did smell good. His cologne. When he walked in the room, I was like, nice.
He knows Joseph Habedank.
He smells good too.
Joseph does always smell good. That's weird.
That's like
for
the
me
best
say,
compliment you could ever give somebody, in my opinion.
That they smell good?
Yeah.
The worst compliment or the worst thing you could say
you
to somebody
stink.
Is you stink.
I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Well,
Carmen, you're very quiet back there. You okay?
I'm good.
I'm really, for some reason, I feel really tired today.
It's rainy, stormy.
It has rained all day.
Well, where were we?
I don't even
know.
Oh,
so I have these Oreos here sitting that Autumn gave me, and they're gluten-free Oreos. Don't know if you have ever tried anything like that, but... These Oreos, they're gluten-free, but they taste just
exact,
like...
They taste exact same.
Speaking of taste, Carmen made sausage gravy tonight for supper.
It was thank disgusting. You, honestly. I tried really hard.
It's hard to work with that the flour. Did you make like a roux or whatever? Yeah. I can't.
Where but were I you taste, going with this, Jacob?
I tasted it, and I called him and
I called
said,
him.
By the way, I left this gravy, but please don't eat it because I think it tastes gross. Like, I couldn't eat it.
And then I went home and ate two gravy biscuits. It was fine.
No, it wasn't.
I don't like hardly any gravy at all except for sausage gravy.
Oh,
and
man.
And specifically, sausage gravy from Pal's.
Yeah, Pal's gravy is delicious.
I also didn't use real milk, though. I used almond milk because
I haven't had
to
real
say,
milk
like,
in
I was trying to
years.
Eat it, you know, and not die.
I got you.
So it was a bad choice.
Well, I liked it. So there you have it.
Those Oreos really do not taste any different.
No,
do
they don't. They taste the exact same. You want one, Carmen?
I had one the other day, and what I don't know. I'm good. Thank you.
Autumn,
they
let me try the pretzels.
Yeah, I have
today.
Some gluten-free pretzels in there.
Oh, man, they're even lighter and like, it was delicious.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I never knew what gluten was.
Yeah, I've never
time.
Paid attention to it, but I, you know, it
hey,
works.
You know who hasn't had a stomach ache all week?
Yay.
So, Anno,
not as, even a hint of a stomach ache.
Anno, as we call her, has gone. She's now gone gluten free,
not because of a fad.
No,
I'm not one of those not. Girls. No, I'm eating gluten, or not eating gluten because I have some health problems.
I mean, it happens. It's
I'm all. I turned 30, and now I can't eat wheat.
You know, of all the health diet things that are out there, I think I would be the best at the carnivore diet.
See, not me. I don't hardly eat meat.
Oh, I could. Yeah, I could definitely smash that myself.
Smash
that. If I did not have
your kidneys couldn't take it.
That's what I'm saying. If I didn't have kidney problems, absolutely, I could do. I'd be like,
we were out on the road last weekend, and our sound guy, nicest guy in the world, he was like. Well, he goes, hey, old son. It's how he talks. Hey, old son.
Y'all heard him a couple weeks ago.
I'm going to take y'all out to eat tonight. It's on me. It's on old
don't
tip.
Don't look at the prices
nope,
now.
It's on old tip tonight, son. So he took us to Texas Longhorn. What is it?
Roadhouse.
Sorry.
Also, I think Tip's tired of starving on the road.
Literally. It's like, God, please, can we just eat?
What y'all doing for sandwich tonight? We don't know. We'll just find something in the cabinet. Oh, he's good. I get to eat Love's again.
Just corn dogs all weekend.
Well, we bring our own food, and Tip is a single guy.
He probably doesn't have time to cook.
He works all the time, and he's a single guy. Gosh. And so we try to make enough food for him to have some of ours, too. But he's the type that, no, I ain't going to eat y'all's food, man.
Well, I went through the trouble of creating an extra
plate. Yeah, like, we made this for you. Please eat it.
I hope you're watching this.
So anyway, he takes us to the Roadhouse. On what night was it?
Dude, I don't
Sunday
know.
Sunday night?
It was a night.
So anyway, while we were out on the road this past weekend, he took us to Texas Roadhouse. And I've shared in earlier podcasts that I hate to go in that restaurant because it's so crowded. Anyway,
That was not any different that time.
No, it wasn't. Still hate going in there. But we did. We sat down and ate. And Tip wanted me to order the biggest steak they have. And when I say Tip wanted me to order it, it was like, order that steak or I'm going to murder you type thing. You know?
I don't know why
he was so adamant about it.
Get that. Yeah.
What was it called?
The 22 pounder is what he kept calling it.
It's a 20-ounce steak. It was a 20-ounce
whatever, ribeye thing or whatever. But it had a bone in it, bone-in ribeye. Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, I had the herb crusted chicken and a sweet potato.
Tip said, I've never even heard of that.
Now, a 20-ounce steak would put me on the commode.
It was amazing. And the closer you got to the bone, the better it tasted.
Oh, yeah. You let me have a bite of it. And I do have to say, it was delicious.
It melted in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of red meat. But
anyway, the reason I brought that up is because I really think I could do the carnivore diet.
Oh, yeah. Full circle. There we go. We're back.
I mean, I'm a meat eater for sure.
Maybe not our budget, but...
What?
Seriously?
Maybe not our budget, but you could.
Oh, well, yeah. The carnivore diet's not in our budget.
You can go out there.
Our budget is more like the ramen diet.
No.
No.
Now, we do have...
Because then you pay for your health insurance bills after that.
True. Your grandfather... and dad raised cows to kill for meat, and we all split it like they raise them. We don't do nothing, but we eat the meat and pay for our portion or whatever.
My dream is to have enough time to raise like 40 or 50 meat birds outside. We have like laying hens that we have four hens and a rooster. Yeah. But if I had time, and we have space, but I don't have time or money to do this, I would have a whole separate location of about 40 or 50 birds, and I would get hens every year.
See, the only kind of chicken, the only kind of chicken that I really want
is wings.
No.
No?
I want thighs. Fried chicken legs.
No, I don't care about fried chicken. I will say your aunt's fried chicken's good.
Yes, it is. Now, I'm more of a boneless type guy.
It's funny.
Caleb likes chicken nuggets.
I love them. Chicken tenders, boneless wings.
I got to tell you guys
something. It's the most beautiful thing in the world to me. Why? When you take that bone out of the way, it's just all the meat. What else do you want? It's beautiful. Same way, that's why I like sirloin steak. The bone's already out of the way. All the fat's been trimmed.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's beautiful.
To each his own.
So, that's what I say. My Aunt Debbie's chicken legs,
they're so
though,
good. It's like cornmeal. You don't like. You wouldn't like them
because she uses cornmeal.
No,
oh,
not
brother.
A big cornmeal guy.
Now, what were you gonna say?
This is gonna make me look stupid, probably, but I don't really care because I have no shame. Yeah. I just learned. Me and Allie. Maybe did you learn it too, or was it just me? It may have just been me. On how it's made, maybe, or unwrapped or something. I just learned that a chicken tenderloin is not just a slice off of a chicken breast. Did you know that?
I didn't really think about it.
It is part of the chicken breast. I wish I had one in front of me. Because
me too.
Maybe I'm tweaking right now. I don't think I'm tweaking, though, because when I deboned a rotisserie chicken the other day, there was a little long piece, the tenderloin, like on... my body is the chicken breast. Like on the side, went all the way down, and I was like, "Huh,
that's
real.
That's the.
It's
tender.
Not just sliced up chicken breast. There's like a piece of meat.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Did you know that?
No, But I had never really thought of it.
Well, I really didn't know, and maybe I'm not even telling the truth, but I swear that's what it was on there on the TV.
All right, so chicken is Autumn and Caleb's probably their favorite.
I ate salmon today.
I love fish. I do love fish.
I don't like fish.
But. I ordered, what was it? Was it salmon that I got at Cheddar's the other night?
Yeah, you got some kind of grilled salmon.
Salmon there is so good. Did you get it blackened?
Yeah, I did. Mm. I sure did. Well, you can tell we love to eat because all we talk about on this podcast is food. So.
Brother, when you have a skill set, you talk about it. All right. Not just a skill set.
All right, I'd like to bring up something.
Rapid fire.
I'd like to bring up something tonight.
Oh, great.
What about fireworks?
Just in general?
Yeah, do you guys like fireworks?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the heavier the boom.
I love when it almost knocks me over.
Okay. Carmen, are you a fireworks fan or?
I feel like I used to be, but then something about my anxiety.
She has PTSD from Vietnam.
Doesn't really like it sometimes. Sometimes. Just depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay. All right. And Caleb, you do like it?
Oh, I love it.
I would imagine that you liked it.
I love
it. Just stuff blowing up.
Yeah. Stuff that blows up.
I hate it.
Now, I'll tell you when I don't like them. We live in... technically in the country, but we're just barely right outside of like the city limits.
Yeah.
And so there are no laws in the country. And people will be shooting off fireworks at 2, 3, 4 in the morning next door.
We live next to the biggest fireworks store.
There
in the
is
area.
A huge. Yeah.
See, that's what I wanted to bring. Part of what I wanted to bring up, every time we come to your house, we have to pass this gigantic fireworks store. And when I say gigantic, I mean it's
like money laundering, though. It has to be.
It's as big as. How big?
Pretty big. At least 5 square feet.
It's bigger than this house. You could put a shopping, like a grocery store in there.
It's probably. Grocery store sized.
It's huge.
But it's like 15 stories. What's in
Let's
there?
Get
it's
a jug of milk and a couple of cherry bombs.
It's their
Here's the thing. All right.
Ring. How do they stay in business 365
Drugs.
Days a year, though?
That's a great question.
Drugs.
Okay, we get it. Here's the thing that I don't understand. Number one, how do they stay in business 365 days a year? Number two, why are we giving a bunch of rednecks from East Tennessee tons of stuff that just explodes
and then
could really, really hurt you? And our hospitals...
I don't care about the... Well, never mind.
You don't care about people getting hurt? Was that what you were getting ready to say?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I was kind of. Not real, but then I realized it sounded bad. If you're lighting fireworks and you're like holding them while they're exploding, you deserve for your fingers to get blown off.
That's your fault.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm getting at with fireworks. What really bothers me about fireworks. I had a friend in high school, and if you ever watch this, you'll probably, I'm not going to say your name, but you'll probably know who I'm talking about. He loved fireworks, and we were best of friends in high school. He loved them, and any occasion, he wanted to go to the fireworks store, save a bunch of money,
this
and
one
just
right here?
Go.
Has it always been there, the fireworks store?
No.
Or is it
no,
just general
no,
fireworks
no, no,
store?
No. It hadn't, yeah, just any fireworks store, and he wanted to save a bunch of money for any occasion and just blow a bunch of stuff up, which,
honestly,
I mean, I get that as a 15-year-old boy.
Absolutely.
Like, it's fun. You want to blow up stuff, but... Also, I didn't have the money to spend on that sort of thing. And so I always looked at it as like, you know, as that firecracker goes up into the air and
it's
$50. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking to myself. Yeah. We're
just
blowing up money. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
We're just literally blowing up money. And so that always really bothered me. And that's part of the reason why I don't like it. Also, one time at one of his parties, him and another friend were just being absolute dummies.
Hooligans.
And all of our parents were over there too that night.
It was like the 4th of July or something.
Yeah. He was setting off fireworks and we were all running around. And him and another friend, they just got real goofy. And they were pointing stuff everywhere,
that
shooting
is so
off
me.
These fireworks. And one of them like landed near my dad. And my dad was sitting down on a lawn chair and he was like, "You boys better watch where you firing them things, because that one come pretty close to me." Well, about 5 or 10 minutes later, he shoots off another one. My dad's sitting there in his chair, and it lands right between his legs. Like, it hit the chair. It didn't hit him, but it almost did. Oh, my gosh. You've never seen my dad, like, angry?
No, I'm
but
not
really I mean, angry. He got up, and he goes, right there in front of God and everybody, he goes, "Boy, you do that. Get over here. I'll pull your pants down and bust your hind end right here in front of everybody."
Teenage boy.
Like 15. My dad was like going ballistic on this guy.
No, I love to see your dad get upset. I don't love to see it, but what I'm saying is it's just fun. I learn a lot from him. I've worked with him on a lot of projects, and now what he does, I've seen him say, we'll get in the middle of doing something, and if it's frustrating him, you can always tell because he'll say, "Oh, buddy, I'm going to have to walk away from this for just a minute." I mean, calm and cool. And he will. He'll walk out. And as soon as he gets away from her, he says, "I just know I was getting to that point where I was going to break something."
It makes me think of you or your
You're
dad.
You're so calm, man. It
makes me think of your dad saying, "That about made me get out of fellowship."
Yeah.
Well, the reason I brought that up was because I remember times when my dad was. Still had that temper.
Yeah.
And we'd be down in the wood shop in this house. We'd be down in the wood shop working. And he, you know, lumber's expensive. Mm-hmm. So if you cut it too short, then you've wasted, you know, all this lumber. And I can't tell you how many times we'd go down there and he would measure and then he'd cut and he'd pull it and it would be... And I'm just standing there, I'm like, oh, God,
somehow this is my fault.
Somehow this is going to be my... And he, I mean, he would throw, like, throw tools all the way across, the, you know. Oh, he's so mad, you know. He's really chilled out a lot in his old age.
Well, the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. The Lord, yeah.
Well... I remember my Uncle John.
In his old age.
Plus, my Uncle John, old. You all have experienced my Uncle John as, "Hey, babe." He calls everybody babe, loving on everybody. But when he was fiery back in the day, I was probably 17 years old, and I watched him one day. Something didn't, either something had closed. My cousin went to go get more supplies so we were going to work the whole evening and just finish, get caught up, whatever. He backs in like we're going to unload something. When we open the door, there's nothing in there. And I was like, "You took all the time to back in here like we were really getting unloaded." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I didn't know where else to park." And my Uncle John, he lost it, man. There was a wet saw sitting up on these saw horses. And I mean, they're heavy. I mean, these are like a full size. He just picks it up and like throws it across the yard. And I was like, "Everybody get away from Uncle John." Just let him breathe. I think he still smoked at the time. Somebody give that man a cigarette.
You remember back in the day when teachers could actually get angry?
Me and Emma were talking about that like yesterday. When I was in elementary school, they still had paddling.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, back in the day, teachers could actually get.
Absolutely.
You know, I never got paddled because I'm perfect.
Hey, we had a teacher who threw a projector across the room.
Did that happen in your class too?
Or was that your class?
It was my class, but I don't know. It probably happened to you too.
No, I can't remember. That may have been your story, but I had the same teacher. So
I wouldn't say his name, but he did throw the projector against the wall, and the bulb in there just shattered, and it made this huge bright light all throughout the classroom.
I bet everybody showed
we
up.
We were all like,
"It's beautiful."
Oh, well, I was getting ready to say, as someone who is a teacher now, you get it.
And I only have one.
Yeah, for real. Man.
You go by the house.
Oh, I get it now. I was like, she hasn't taught in years.
But she taught today.
She did teach today. She's teaching Olivia homeschool, which is probably worse than public school.
The scariest time I've ever had with my dad, like working on a project, I got him like to calm down and walk away. We're hanging a piece of sheetrock like over a doorway. And it was a T. Like it came across the window, across the door, and came right down the middle, all the way to the floor. We had a full 12-foot or 10-foot sheet, whatever it was. Well, we had it cut, finally got it cut, put it up there, take it back down, trim it. So we trimmed it like two or three times, and we finally got it like put in there just right. And something snapped. Was holding it out to where it was getting ready to break. And my dad, he's like, "Boys..." He chucks his hammer down. He said, "Somebody grab this piece of sheetrock. I got to walk. So we're like, all right, cool, great. Dad walked away, didn't break it like he normally would. So me and my brother, I've got my hand. I was like, there's just a wire sticking on the joist. So I reach my hand behind there, and I start to push it out of the way, and here comes my dad.
Oh,
piece
no.
of Selena. Oh. And my brother's like, no, Dad, no.
Wait.
He stops me. Like, I was like, oh, God. So I got, as soon as he got reared back, I pushed that cord and it slid back into place. And he was like, oh, yeah.
See, I told you. I tried to tell you.
I was like,
almost lost my fingers.
I don't like doing sheetrock with my dad.
I tried to tell you that wire was holding it.
Yeah. I told you, buddy. Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
that was always fun.
I'm going to take you back to the fireworks for 2 seconds.
Yeah, let's go back
on.
To the fireworks.
We can move on. No, after the biggest thing I've ever done, like that I ever like to do myself, is just sparklers. But we, as a family, had this tradition of shooting anvils. You know those things that drop on the Wile E. Coyote, you mm-hmm. know, all the time.
Carmen, so. When she told me this story initially, I thought she said animals.
We love to kill animals.
Love
we
love
as a family.
My next sentence to him was, well, I didn't do that, but we did that. And he was like,
"Like
what?
That's better.
Like, your family shot animals with fireworks? That's yeah. cruel.
No.
Okay. Ain't a cat for miles in our neighborhood.
I killed that cat with that B-220 bomber or whatever they call it.
So you'd put an anvil on the ground, and then you'd line it with,
sorry.
And then you'd line it with gunpowder.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Is what and, I'm talking about.
And then you would turn another anvil upside down on top of that anvil and put a fuse in there.
Where did you get anvils?
I don't know, it's just a thing people had. I don't know.
Okay, continue.
I'm not joking. Like, my grandfather had one, the neighbor had one. Anyway, I don't know.
Bring anvils, boys. It's 4th of July.
BYOA.
BYOA party.
They would put the other one on top. They'd light the fuse. Of course, you get really far. And it would shoot that anvil up in the air. Yeah.
Those are heavy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super heavy. And Jacob,
why do you think it flattened Wile E. Coyote every time?
Maybe he was just a wuss. I don't know.
So, Carmen, I've never heard of that.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'd like to try that.
I have no stories like that.
We live in Bluntville. We can do it.
My dad never got fireworks.
Oh, I just dropped my fidget.
We never bought fireworks as a family.
I think fireworks were one of those things that, like, my grandfather had this, like, brass bucket, mm-hmm. okay? And he would keep change in the brass bucket. Like, in every bit of change, quarters, lots and lots of quarters. He'd fill it full. Like, I don't know how long it took him to get that full. But that was when he would, if we were going to go get fireworks for whatever occasion, he would, like, bring us all in the living room.
Thanks.
And he'd say, all right, you can have as much as you can get in one handful.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you couldn't help yourself. You know, you had just one handful. So, we're little. I'd be
glue
in
my hand.
Yeah,
like
put tape
on
all over
Home
your
Alone
hand.
2, the sticky fingers, the sticky bandits.
So whatever you get with your handful, that's what you go spend.
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
When I was
any stories like that.
When I was a kid, my we stayed at an RV park with my grandparents every summer, and it was called River Edge RV Park. It's the last RV park on the left as you're going
towards
Gatlinburg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we stayed there every single summer. And my grandparents would always take the 4th of July, and then they would also go on Labor Day in September.
So
that
right?
be
yeah. this week.
Yeah,
yes,
okay. So they go on Labor Day week because my papa didn't have to take off an extra day of work.
Amen.
It was a holiday right. time or whatever. So, but it was also the most crowded time.
Yeah, be the times I wouldn't go.
Exactly.
Want to go to the pool?
No.
Hey, guys.
Shoulder, like me on shoulder. The cruise, just miserable. Yeah.
Come on, guys. It's only a 4-hour wait at the go-kart track. Yeah. Come on. So, but anyway, that's when they went. And so the RV park had a motor. I mean,
God. An arcade.
This, I believe.
Had an arcade in the middle of it. It had bathhouses on the lower part of it, and then you walked up a set of steps, and it had an arcade up at the top. They had pool, Cruising USA, Mortal Kombat, Area 51, all these different, the good ones. All the good ones. And a pool table and an air hockey table.
Pinball.
And so I would make friends throughout the week, and we would go up there and just play video games. And people wanted to be my friend because I had like an unending supply of quarters. Because all year long, my papaw would save his quarters.
That
all
is
year
actually
long,
so cute.
And he would put them in a little thing, and it did not matter. Like, it was the greatest thing ever. All week long, if I wanted to go play video games up in that arcade, I could just go get just
handfuls. That's what
handfuls,
made you think of it.
Man, yeah. of quarters and take them up there and play. It was so much fun, and it was like a never-ending supply. I don't think I ever spent
like
all
that story
quarters.
In the Bible when she dipped her hand down in the jar and there was just enough oil.
Hey, man.
Just enough what,
just
flour.
Just enough flour, brother. Just enough quarters to play at one last Area 51.
The only thing I think about quarters right now is the laundromat.
Oh, my God.
And you know, they don't go as far at the laundromat as they do at the arcade.
No, and it's nowhere near as fun.
Used to.
You don't even get a prize.
Yeah. There's no claw machine. There probably is a claw machine at the laundromat. The laundromat's a scary place to
Did
be.
Did you know that it is actually laundromat?
Laundromat?
Yeah, not laundromat.
I call it laundromat too, Jay. That's what it is. That's what it is. They don't know what they're saying.
Superman, Batman, together forever.
That's right.
The one near our house is called the Wash Depot. So
the Wash Depot? The one near our house is called the Washateria.
Oh. Washateria?
Washateria, maybe?
Either way. Anyway,
the one next to our house is called the Lost Sock.
The Lost Sock.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you
And it's kind of scary.
The laundromat closest to our house is very frightening.
I went there in the really early morning one morning, tried to get it done before you went to work so that Olivia could stay home and you'd be there. And I would, anyway, yeah.
It was
dark. Yeah. It was just me. This two other people, but then outside the doors on the dark side of the building was like a girl who was like
the Grim Reaper.
I was like,
drugs.
Okay. Hurry.
So this episode's all about drugs.
No.
You were talking about you all live.
Autumn.
Sorry.
Pretty okay. close to the skating. The one in Kingsport, Carmen and I have talked about the one in Kingsport when it used to be there. What was that road, Carmen? Do you remember what it was on? It was behind Long John Silver's on Stone Drive. That's all I knew. Back in the day, man.
I went to a birthday party there one time.
Well, we went all the time. My dad loved going there because they had a smoking room. But here's the deal. I had same thing. Dad, I could go in and play Area 51. I play all these games. But at some point in that night, he and I, every time we went and played pool or went to the skate in, we always obviously skate because we loved it. But then we always played a game of pool and we always played air hockey. And he and I, for a long time, that was like our big, we had bragging rights. Whoever whooped whoever on air hockey. You took home the gold, baby.
Right.
There was no taking it easy. Oh, it's my son. No, sir. I come out of there with bloody hands or busted knuckles. We were going to fight it. And we did. And so when I beat him, I knew I got him.
That's awesome.
And your dad was a good skater, wasn't he?
Oh, God. My dad can do things.
He was a figure skater.
Yeah. They wanted him to be on the skate team. Like,
don't get it.
When he was on there, I mean, he would do all this waltz and stuff and jump up and spin around and...
My dad was a good skater, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My papaw. My papaw was a good skater. In fact,
What's
you know
about
that.
All these boys doing girly stuff.
That ain't girly. That's how a man gets down.
Hey,
man.
I'm just kidding.
So.
And Olivia, you know.
Oh,
she
Olivia, yeah.
Decided she liked skating for a while. And so much so that she took some, like, she wanted to learn tricks. That was what she kept watching people wanting to know how to do this. So then we went down that figure skating. Roller skating, figure skating path for a little while. That is not a cheap path.
No, it is not.
But she had fun learning the trick. She didn't care about competitions or nothing.
Now she's a professional dancer.
Now she quit. So I'm so glad that we did that.
Well, you don't know unless you try it, Mom. You did good. You did good. But, yeah.
That was an expensive trial and error.
But you know what's great is Olivia has picked that ball right up. We've already talked about when we go down for Quartet Convention, she's like, Dad's already said we can go to the arcade.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll just make it our Caleb day. I was like, yeah.
You might be able to see a little.
I can shoot with one eye. I don't need both of them.
You're driving.
You close one anyway to aim.
That's exactly right. So, I'm excited about that.
All right. That's good.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad you're excited. What were we talking about that got us off on that?
Fireworks, Carmen picking up a handful of quarters to go buy the fireworks.
Okay.
Now, fireworks for my dad, we didn't get a bunch, but, you know, man, we got like bottle rockets, a couple Roman candles, and then we got a few of the big Claymore thing, whatever they were. Mm-hmm. But only dad, we wasn't allowed to shoot them off until dad got tired of doing it. Then it was my turn. Hold on to it, son.
Okay. Your dad's just lighting the fireworks off of his cigarette.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
So true.
I've always loved them, though. I don't know. Just something we always did. And at where I lived at my mamma and papa's, that's funny. When we went and watched fireworks, we went to mamma and papa's. I didn't go downtown Kingsport. We were set way up on the hill because I could see the fireworks from their house just as good. So. We just hang out on the porch.
We never went to see big fireworks growing up.
Oh, I loved going.
I don't know if my parents just didn't like crowds. Maybe they didn't want to go, but I know. I understand. But
when I was little, Ridgeview did this big, huge fireworks thing.
Your church?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Sorry, I didn't tell you what Ridgeview was.
That's okay.
Yeah, the church I grew up in did this huge community-wide fireworks thing, and they called it Fired Up for Jesus.
Oh,
I swear they did.
That's such a Baptist thing to do right there.
It so is. And they had
Fired Up for Jesus.
They had T-shirts every year, and they did like free hot dogs. It was cool.
I mean, that's a great community outreach. Cool.
I'm telling
fun
you.
Of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever. Churchill doesn't have.
Good luck
have
on
fireworks.
Getting booked back.
They don't have...
I have no clue what Churchill has. I can't believe you.
I'm so sorry.
Who is it?
The pastor from Sunday night.
Oh, just kidding. Hey.
Hey, you know something else that I like? So we would go to my grandparents' house to shoot fireworks. Not necessarily watch fireworks.
In the country.
But like, yeah.
No rules.
But we'd also sit and eat. We'd make homemade ice cream always.
See, that's so cute.
Do you ever
cute.
Do that?
No, but my grandma makes homemade ice cream, and it's so good.
What flavor does she make?
I remember strawberry specifically.
Yeah.
I had never had homemade ice cream until I had your grandmother and mom make it for me.
Yeah, or everybody, because somebody's got to start, you know, crank the thing.
I just remembered that last night, I impulsively drove to Food City and bought Fish Food Ben & Jerry's ice cream. It's in my freezer right now.
I love...
How exciting.
I just remembered that.
I love ice cream.
We can split it. It's gluten-free. It's my favorite flavor of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and it is gluten-free.
How lucky for you.
It's not dairy-free. Well. But it is gluten-free.
You know.
Halfway there.
I do love that stuff, but I'm not kidding. I don't know what's the matter with me. If it comes to sweets, I would rather have a box of donuts. I don't know why.
It's like the worst
donut
sweet.
Guy. I love it. It's bready. It's beautiful.
But here's the thing about donuts. You like powdered... Cake donuts.
No, I do like a cake donut.
Chocolate.
I like Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Like an original
no,
sour cream
me,
donut.
The other night, just because I've been doing so good, she got me a Boston cream from Dunkin' Donuts.
Not the cream filled.
No, custard. Not disgusting cream filled, Jake Bo.
What?
Custard, baby.
It's so sweet.
That's disgusting, bro. So I want a chocolate covered
cream.
Give me
my Batman cup back.
You're drinking the wrong water.
You do love.
You eating the wrong donuts.
You like chocolate cream filled, don't you?
Chocolate covered cream filled from Krispy Kreme.
I'm not I don't like the cream filled.
Oh
I don't know
my
why,
gosh!
Man.
Hey, I'm gonna take a poll from our live studio audience. Do you prefer custard filled donuts or cream filled donuts?
One for cream. Vanilla, just plain old.
Losers.
Olivia doesn't care, so yeah.
Cream.
Okay,
3-0. There you go.
Do you remember what my favorite Krispy Kreme donut is?
Crispy, let's see, Krispy Kreme.
I haven't had one in
a
long time. I think you better know.
I think I know.
It's the, they have a pumpkin something.
No.
The raspberry filled.
Raspberry filled.
Gotcha.
Raspberry filled?
Mm-hmm. Just glazed raspberry filled.
They're so good.
But I'm also, I tell you, I love their like glazed donuts. I'm not going to take us off on the donut rant, but I will say this. One of the best glazed donuts you can ever have. Have y'all had it? You can get it at Food City. I'm sure they're somewhere else. They come in a tray in a little bread bag. They're Kearns.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Glazed donuts. My papaw, he used to hide these around the house because we would find his stash and eat them. And we knew when he found out we'd been eating them too. You could hear him in there. That burn kids. He gets so mad.
Stealing the donuts.
And then he would move them somewhere and we wouldn't find them for a while. But when we did, oh yeah, baby.
Did your parents ever hide food from you?
My dad.
Do I look like my parents hid food from me? They should have hidden food from me.
Stop it. Well, food for themselves. That they were like,
I mean,
no.
If they did, they did a really good job at it because I don't think so.
Your sister hid food from your mom that she was supposed to be eating.
Yeah, like vegetables. She put, she tells this story. So she put some green beans. She hates green beans. I think she still hates green beans.
Really?
But I love green beans.
She put them in a napkin. And she put them behind a curio cabinet in the corner of the kitchen. Oh. And they didn't find them for years.
Rotten. Yeah, way to go, Carrie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
I would have done that with corn because I hate
corn.
Didn't they make you... Didn't they make you...
Every time they tried to make me eat corn, because they were like, who doesn't like corn? I would gag. I really couldn't take it.
That's so funny.
That's sad.
Corn and green beans are like the two vegetables. Yeah.
I like green beans.
Do you like peas, Carmen?
No.
Peas are delicious.
No.
With mashed potatoes and gravy.
Hey, even my mom, who likes every vegetable imaginable, she does not like peas.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you have mashed potatoes. Have you ever heard that little rhyme about your peas on your knife, like, no.
This sounds vaguely British.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
You know what I'm talking about, how they eat, like...
Vaguely British.
When
your peas on your belly.
No, I'm serious. I follow this social media account, and it's this man teaching, like, table manners, like real actual table manners. And he's like, to eat peas, or to eat... I don't even know. You scoop up mashed potatoes and you turn the spoon over and you stick the peas to the mashed potatoes and then you eat them.
I mean, that's what I do anyway. I didn't know that was a thing.
Hey, so my grandmother and my great aunt Marion and that whole side of the family, they were all about like idioms. Rhymes.
I loved it.
But
yeah.
Like little poems.
What's an idiom?
You.
Not an idiot. No, I'm just kidding.
I hate everyone in this group.
But anyway, they had all these little poems and things that they had memorized or songs or whatever, and they repeated them all the time, like just randomly. Like you'd say something, you mention something, and they would say, yeah, but I mean, they'd recite this whole thing. Yep. And I was like, and then it took off and everybody joined in and like, it was weird. And they tried to write them all down. This is one of them, though. I eat my peas with honey. I've done it all my life. It makes the peas taste funny, but it helps them stay on the knife. You're welcome.
Huh.
Jake Bo, to answer your question, an idiom is a group of words established by usage as having a meaning not deductible from those of the individual words. If you understood that.
I'm thinking of...
So it's like a phrase...
Like break a leg.
A characteristic mode of expression in music or art. So, yes.
Like saying something that... You're not really meaning.
It's a saying.
It's just a saying.
That
yeah.
you have to be in the culture to understand.
Oh, I gotcha.
So we got lots of those.
I was thinking of hyperbole, which is something that you cannot do or like something that you over-exaggerate.
Mm-hmm.
Example, this bag weighs a ton. I've told you a million times.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. What's you all come up with an idiom from the South, please. What's something that
I just
you
got
hear?
One that I can't say.
Oh,
that's the problem with idioms from the South.
Well, my family used to... we all know what a very hot place we preach against is, and we'd always... Someone would say, it's cold as...
Yeah. Mine had to do with cold, too. and witches. If you know, you know. Yeah, yeah.
What about you? What, anybody?
Is colder than a well digger's hind end?
Yeah.
Is yep. that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah, you know, that. The water's so deep that maybe would, the water would be cold.
It would really be
cold.
Would be.
So it so really would be as
ask
cold.
Ask your friend.
I don't know, Bo.
That's a simile, right?
Then, at, like or as is a simile,
yeah,
right?
So maybe it's not an idiom, it's a simile.
Well, welcome to
Parts of Speech with P&B.
Olivia, come listen.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. We touched on the subject here. I love mashed potatoes.
Oh my gosh, back to food.
Always back to food.
You know me.
Always.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
And I won't even talk about food anymore.
That's a lie. I guarantee you there is.
I believe that you believe that.
I wish I knew an idiom there. But would you, whenever you take your, whatever you call it, mashed potatoes, I dig a hole in the middle, I pour my corn in there, then I pour my gravy in there.
That sounds good.
I mean,
is that not how it's done?
That'd be fine.
I mean, that sounds like KFC's mashed potato bowl.
You better believe it.
Okay.
I come up with it, and now they're taking the credit for it.
Amen. And made all that money.
Hey,
that
Matt.
You could have bought fireworks.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
She did that on purpose.
I did do it on purpose, but I didn't realize it was going to be that dramatic.
He just dropped
all
2 feet.
All of my weight was on it. What did you expect?
I thought it was like hydraulic, like a office chair. You know what I'm talking about. I thought it, you know. Anyway, I've already apologized, so you can either accept it or not.
Hey, this is where you can
use
an idiom.
It takes one to forgive, two to reconcile.
You can say an idiom right here and say, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Which in the South means...
You're an idiot.
You can read between the lines.
Stupid. Matter in the wet hen. So.
Oh, that's a good
name. Speaking of wet hens, when I went outside today, all five of my chickens were just... out in the yard wondering they couldn't get
no
back
more.
In the pen, so they were all soaking wet, all of them.
It did rain hard today.
I just left them outside in the rain all day. I didn't know.
I mean, they don't have half a brain.
They're dumb. I gotta go close them up. It's dark outside.
Well, it's funny though, only your rooster used to do that, but now I
now
guess
he's taught the rest of
he's just taught him how to do it.
Let me show you how to jump out of here. Watch this. It's Chicken Run, man. It's happening
they
right in front of
every day.
We used to read this book to Olivia called Big Chickens. And she used to think that was the funniest
book. I have no
memory
of that.
She thought it was the funniest book in the world. Because every chicken had a different voice, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My chickens.
Oh, you made the voices, though. That you.
Yeah, but.
No, but you.
Not them kind of voices.
You were the one that made the book funny.
But the it was funny. They say funny things.
They do, but you made it funny.
It's
and
your
that's
fault.
Why. That's.
I like reading.
Autumn, what is your problem?
I'm tired.
I like reading children's books, as we all know.
You do a
I
good
try
job,
to give
though,
Carmen my favorite book in the whole wide world, and I know she's on chapter 3 still. It's been 6 months.
Still sitting on my shelf.
Autumn gave me a book about a year ago.
It's literally this thick. It's probably 10 chapters.
I haven't even cracked it.
Oh, his book. I was like, mine's bigger than chapters.
Hey, when Olivia,
Carmen's like, the one she gave Carmen was like 1,000 pages.
I finished a book like 2 days ago. I'm in the middle of one right now.
How many have you read this year?
Hold, please. Not that many, so don't make fun of me.
Why would I make fun of you? I've read zero.
You've read more than me.
That's true, probably. So. I have read, of course, my Wi-Fi is being slow. I have 1% on my phone right now. 23 books in the process of reading another. My goal is 30 books.
Oh, you'll make it.
Yeah, I will. I'll make it.
Hey, full as a tick.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm fuller. I'm trying to think of stuff I say every day that makes me sound like I'm from Tennessee.
I'm fixing to.
Is that not real?
Used to could. That's not
I'm
an idiom.
I'm fixing to.
I'm finning to.
No. What else?
Hush your mouth.
Look up. Gosh, excuse me. I would look up southern ones, but my phone's on 1%.
Southern idioms.
Don't let the good
Lord
don't
hit
let
you.
The door hit you where the
good
Lord
split
you.
That's a good one.
Is he still up
this
there?
This one says he couldn't find his own butt with both hands even if it itched.
Never heard that, but that's hilarious. It's butt with both hands even if it itched. That's a good one.
That's good.
He couldn't pour water out of a boot with instructions on the heel.
Hey, yeah, what's the paper bag one?
He couldn't find his way out of a wet paper bag. Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yeah.
How are you? Finer than frog hair.
Split four ways.
Oh.
She died.
One more. Let me find one more. Oh, gosh, that's a bad one.
Was that the one I was about to say earlier?
I don't know. That boy's a few bricks shy of a load.
Yes.
Sharp as a tack.
Mm-hmm. Few fries short of a happy meal.
Yeah, that's the one I love.
I like that one a lot, too.
We're living in high cotton.
Old times there are not forgotten.
My dad used to say, ain't enough room in there to change my mind.
I like that one, too. That's funny. I've heard you say that before. Yeah, it's pretty
I got it for me. He'd come up with that stuff.
Oh, quit being ugly.
I can't. It's how God made me.
But I do say that.
Quit being ugly.
I tell you, that's ugly. Don't do that. That's ugly.
All right, guys. Well, we are 50 minutes in to the Seinfeld episode of P&B Unplugged.
I love Seinfeld. I have a Kramer poster in my office.
So tonight's episode was...
fireworks, guys, just wait till the idioms. Halloween episode.
Fireworks, Southern idioms, and... and skating.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say in schizophrenia. The voices.
Oh my gosh.
If you've ever wanted to know, this is exactly what it's like when we get done and we're driving down the road.
Oh yeah.
Did any of you guys see worse. That live video that we did a couple weeks ago?
I certainly did.
Stupid. I did.
I was a part of it.
I could hear it, but my eyes were.
Every now shut. And then, I had the camera like right here on my face. Every time I would move, you could see Caleb's passed out in the back. Oh, well.
Well, we love you guys. Caleb, give him your spiel.
Hey, oh, wait. Yeah.
You're going to say an idiom at the
I'm
end.
I'm going to say, I got one.
Oh, never mind. Shh.
You got an idiom to say at the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Do your spiel.
Oh, wait. No, you got to say the one.
No, it's okay.
Got.
No. It'll be fine.
I'll say this one, then you say that one later.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't get too big for your britches.
Uh-huh. Well, I done did that once or twice.
Yeah, I've done that a lot.
Remember when I said my parents didn't hide food?
No.
Oh, yeah, at least we're comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
We love
That's
each
very
is
true.
It,
very
is
true.
It big boned? Is that an idiom?
Big boned?
She ain't fat.
She just big boned.
I like what that guy says. Okay, I'm not fat, so. I'm fluffy.
My mama used to say she's a little flashy.
Flashy.
Like fleshy.
She got a lot of flesh. So she got a lot of... She's a little flashy.
Before we get off here, how does your family pronounce body?
Body.
Your
body?
Body?
Body.
Carmen?
Everybody. Body.
It's more of a round O.
It depends on who you talk to in my family, because some of them say, shh, I'm hurting my baddie.
Mm-hmm. My body.
Body.
He's from Michigan or
like
something?
B-I-D-Y.
No. He's Kentucky, baby.
Oh, my body.
Oh, my baddie. Oh, I'm hurting my
okay,
baddie.
Okay, well, on that note.
Well, I hope you baddie ain't hurting.
My baddie ain't hurting. My eyeball's hurting. I'm kidding, it ain't. But, hey, anyways, check us out. If you're not already, check us out on Tuesday night, 7:30 on our Facebook page. You can check that out, our Instagram. You can comment on this video. Let us know what you want to see or hear. And, we'll see what happens.
Or some of your own things that you relate and you want to tell a story.
Absolutely.
Tell us in the comments.
We love it. Share it. But if you're not already following our Facebook or our YouTube page, go ahead and follow that. Click the little bell and you'll get an alert whenever our new videos post.
6 a.m., baby.
6 a.m. every Wednesday morning. So check that out. Stay connected with us. And if you want to, if you haven't already, we got some other videos on here. You can start from the very beginning. So just find out who we are and what we do.
You can binge watch us.
You Let's can.
And you know there's probably no ads because we're not monetized yet. So you got free long-form content.
We got one person who listens to these, and whoever you are, thank you for doing that. They just listen to them on their way to work. So
that's awesome.
Check Cheers. It out. Hey, keep tuned in with us.
I was going to tell you one other thing before you go. If you're watching this video and you live in the Tri-Cities area, Saturday, September the 20th, we're going to be
2025.
Saturday, September 20th, 2025, we're going to be with a group called the Griffins out of South Carolina at Preaching Christ Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. That address is 707 East Sullivan Street. Concert's going to start at 6, and the doors are going to open at 5. We would love to see you all. Come out and be with us that night. It's going to be a great night.
BYOB, bring your own Bible.
BYOA.
Bring your own anvil.
Bibles and anvils will not be provided.
Hey, we love y'all. We're out like Meemaw's teeth. Good night, and God bless you.